When I served in the Peace Corps in Peru, there were three main things I missed about home. My family, Greek yogurt, interestingly enough, and Spiritus Christi Church. I remember Sunday mornings, I would sit in my little concrete room, turn on my Wi-Fi hotspot, and click refresh on the Spiritus website, hoping they were live streaming that day. I didn't have any luck, though. And it got me thinking, how many people are in a similar situation? I also thought about my generation and how many of my friends had walked away from the traditional church because it was not inclusive of women, the LGBTQ community, and people of other faith traditions. I didn't know it at the time, but the Holy Spirit was at work within me planting a seed that would lead me back here to Spiritus to work on taking this beautiful, inclusive Catholic Church and helping to modernize its offerings so that it could reach beyond the borders of Rochester and meet people wherever they were at. After serving for 3.5 years as operations manager, I'm now embarking on the next chapter of my journey with my beautiful soon-to-be wife, Amanda. We are moving to Pittsburgh, where I will study for a master's in public policy and management at Carnegie Mellon, and she will start her career as a dental hygienist. Yeah. It is all good stuff. But leaving my job in this community that means so much to me is still really hard. But Spiritus has prepared me for this next step, because it has been an experience that has taught me about putting my faith in the Holy Spirit. In the gospel today, Jesus tells us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. I am going away, but I will come back to you in the form of the Holy Spirit." Over these past few years, we have been through a lot as a society, a church, and in our personal lives. Yet, even when we couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, there's been a grace that has guided us, a spirit that has held us together. And this has been true of the work of our mission in Chiapas, Mexico as well. And this grace, this glue, has been sustaining the project for over 30 years now. Amazing. Throughout this Chiapas Liturgy Weekend, we get to celebrate and support that work. Chiapas is a mission that has evolved and changed over the years, but the one constant has been the practice of a group of Spiritus parishioners taking a pilgrimage down to Tuxtla, where families graciously welcome us into their homes. Our connection to this community was made through Father Enrique, who was from that community. For many parishioners, upon seeing the lack of resources and amenities compared to life here in the United States, they quickly want to know, "Father Enrique, what can we do to help?" And Father Enrique would respond saying, "Nothing. Just listen to their stories and spend time together." His response to this question made me think back to my time in Peru, where my host father and I, Julio, would sit on the front stoop in the shade of a small tree. Sometimes 15 or 20 minutes would pass, and we wouldn't say a word to each other. We'd just sit, saying the occasional hello to a neighbor passing by. At first, I struggled to resist the urge to be doing something or check my phone. But eventually, I became very fond of sitting on the stoop with Julio and looked forward to it. Reflecting back on that time we spent together, I think we would both agree those were some of the best moments of our lives. Doing nothing but sitting on a stoop and spending time together. And this isn't to say resources don't matter, because resources definitely matter. But what I learned was that if you want to make a difference in someone's life, there is nothing more valuable than the relationship you have with them. In 1996, parishioners Ann Zangerli, followed by Leslie Lever in 97, took the pilgrimage to Chiapas, and they both walked away with a similar observation. The women of Chiapas rarely worked outside the home and had the traditional house jobs of housework, cooking, and sewing. So they thought, wouldn't it be cool if we started a Women Helping Women micro-lending program so the women could start their own small businesses and then pass the training down to their neighbors and children? When they took this idea back to the women of Chiapas, the women said, we actually want a program that offers financial support for the education of our children. Reflecting on this moment, Anne said, you have to listen to what people need instead of thinking you know what they need. This led to the creation of a scholarship program called Hermanas del Espíritu, which means Sisters of the Spirit. The program started out by giving 3 scholarships a year. Over the years, it evolved into what is now our Las Becas program, and this year we gave out 45 scholarships. Some of our scholarship recipient children have now grown into adults and have been able to pursue their dreams of becoming doctors, engineers, designers, teachers, and nurses. Another great thing developing with our connection to Chiapas is our relationship with the coffee cooperative Sirsa, who we have been supporting by selling their coffee for many years. Recently, we began buying Sirsa's green coffee and actually roasting it here in Rochester with a local nonprofit coffee roaster named Coffee Connection that has a mission of providing sustainable employment opportunities to women in recovery. It's a delicious medium dark roast, and I highly recommend it if you're a coffee drinker. The Chiapas Mission is also planning to expand its scholarship program with Sirsa in their town of Simojo Valley. Our scholarship program coordinator, Nigeli, who is from Tuxtla, is planning to begin training Sirsa on how to set it up this fall. We also have created a new scholarship for a student that has lost their primary caregiver due to death or illness. The idea came from Chiapas' current leader, Krista Vardabash. On Krista's first pilgrimage, she stayed with the family of Jose and Sarah. And Jose and Sarah had 2 kids, Gabby and Oscar. Gabby was the jokester and a quirky kid, and quickly Gabby and Krista became good pals, even skipping spiritist activities to go get ice cream. As Gabby grew older, her spirit never changed, always the positive, happy, and playful person, and she would eventually have 6 children of her own. Unfortunately, 3 years ago, Gabby got sick, and after 6 months of waiting to see the proper doctor, they found she had a cancerous tumor that was inoperable, and 4 months later, Gabby passed away. It was a very difficult time, and Gabby's mother, Sarah, was trying to figure out how she would support her 6 grandchildren. Krista, along with Lori, realized this was not the first time that a student would lose their primary caregiver. So why not start a scholarship that every year goes to a child that lost their primary caregiver through death or illness? So they did that, and they created a scholarship that we now call Gabby's Light Scholarship, and it was awarded this past year to Gabby's 11-year-old daughter, Hania. It is difficult to navigate loss, but Jesus reminds us in the gospel today that death is not the end. He says, I will be leaving you, but fear not. I will return to you in the form of the Holy Spirit. Gabby's light still shines, just like the light of all those we remember today, and especially the light of the lives lost in Buffalo last week. I remember witnessing the Holy Spirit at work when we opened Spiritus Christi as sanctuary space for Black Lives Matter protesters in the summer of 2020. We opened the church that night with a team of volunteers to provide medical help for injured protesters. The night of the protest, the protesters marched by Spiritus onwards towards City Hall, and they peacefully chanted sayings like, Black Lives Matter, and No Justice, No Peace. The protests had not turned confrontational, so we were about to pack it up and go home when all of a sudden we started hearing loud noises up the street. We went up to the corner of Fitzhugh and Church Street and discovered the police had begun dispersing the crowd with tear gas and rubber bullets. Quickly, we began taking injured and panic-stricken protesters back into Spiritus. Police began pushing the protesters back up Fitzhugh Street, and soon we realized nearly the entire group of over 100 protesters were being pushed back towards our church doors. People began yelling, "Sanctuary! Get inside! Sanctuary!" As a flood of protesters rushed into the church, police continued to spray pepper balls into the side of the church building. Before we knew it, our sanctuary was full, and a large force of police officers had encircled the building. Amidst all this chaos, the protesters sat inside the sanctuary in silence. At one point, someone played the piano while another sang, and there was a deeply peaceful spiritual presence that filled the room. A friend of mine, Adair, sent me her reflection on that night, and it helps capture the power of that moment. She said, "I believe that the quality of the space, a literal church sanctuary, had a big effect on the quality of the gathering. When people gather for worship in the same place for years on end, that place takes on a deep spiritual presence. The Virgin Mary was there that night holding the protesters. Jesus was there that night holding the protesters. The protesters were there that night holding each other." I feel so blessed to have been on the journey of racial justice with Spiritus Christi. And I will always be especially grateful for the incredible experience of being able to work alongside a woman who is doing so much incredible work to dismantle systems of oppression. Reverend Myra, you live out the gospel more hardcore than anyone I have ever met, and I will follow you anywhere. The entire staff here at Spiritus has been the most loving group of people I have ever worked with, and it has been such a fulfilling and rewarding experience to work alongside all of you. In similar ways, I feel blessed to have spent time working with the volunteers in the Chiapas ministry and so many other volunteers throughout this church. You all do such incredible work and are so supportive of the Spiritus community and mission. And lastly, serving this community as a whole has truly been a joy. You have treated me with kindness, love, and respect, and your positive encouragement throughout my tenure here has made all the difference. This experience has truly been a blessing, and I am so, so grateful. I have become known for saying a certain phrase. So since this is the Chiapas Liturgy Weekend, I thought I'd end with a few phrases in Spanish. Poco a poco. This means little by little. Let's keep going little by little, Spiritus Christi. Si se puede. Yes, we can. Yes, we can, Spiritus Christi. And last but not least, hagámoslo. Let's do this, Spiritus Christi.